sweetest friends this year should be a schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina. We're going to be discussing the authority of the Chachamim based on the Mishnah Siyavitz and Simin Vav and his Sefer and Choshen Mishpat. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Mamre, Halacha Aleph, writes, Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim, Heim Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh, Veheim Amudei HaRoah, Mehem Choyku Mishpat Yosei L'chol Yisrael, Ve'aleihem Hivticha Torah Shenemar Al Pi Torah Sheyarucha. Zomus is essay. The Rambam writes that the Beis Din HaGadol and Yerushalayim are the Ikar of Torah Shebaal Peh. They are the pillar of Psak, and from them judgment comes out to all of the Jewish people. And about them the Torah promised, based on the Torah, Al Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha, based on the Torah that they rule. Zomus is essay. In other words, whatever they say, that becomes the Torah, that becomes what we have to do. Mitzvah essay, Al Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha, to listen to the Chachamim. Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Kol Mishenu Osa Koros, and over Belosis, anybody who doesn't listen to the Rav of the Chachamim is over. And Alosis say, Shenemar, Losasim, and Adar, Shagid Lecha Yaminu Tzmo, you should not veer from what anything they tell you, right or left, etc. So we have an essay to listen to them, a loss to say if somebody doesn't listen to them. Achar advarim shalom to us from Pia Shmua. Echad advarim shalom to us from Pia Shmua. Fame Torah Shabbal Peh, but Echad advarim shalom to Pidaitum, Bechas men Amidah Shetar and Dreshes Bem. Both those matters that they learned from tradition, Torah Shabbal Peh, and both those things that they learned based on their own understanding, based on the Yud Gimel Midos. And that appears to them, and also matters that appear to them as a that they made them a fence to Torah, whatever the time needs. These are different decrees that the rabbis made, menhagim, ordinances. So all the three things, you have to listen to them, both Torah Shebaal Peh, i.e. the tradition that they received, also what they ruled based on the Yud Gimel Midos, based on laws of hermeneutics, and also the siyags that they made, the fences that they made, the takanas and the xeris. You have to listen to all three of them, and if somebody doesn't, he is over on a loss to say. And it says al pi asher torah sheyarucha elo takanas vaxeris v'amin hagos sheyarbem l'rabim k'nei l'chazik et asatak in olam. So we have, first of all, a loss to say, which is los sasur, and then we also have the pasuk of Al Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha. These are the takanas and the gzeris and the menhagos that they passed into the rabbim to be mechazik the religion, to fix the world. So the second part of the pasuk is Al Mishpat Sheyomru Lecha. That's what they learned from the Yud Gimel Midos. Mikol Devar Sheyagidu Lecha Zoa Kabbal Shekiblu Ish Mipi Ish. And then Mikol Devar Sheyagidu Lecha. That's the tradition that they receive. So all three aspects of listening to the Chachamim are alluded to in the Pasuk. So, L'chor, it's Mashmir from the Rambam, who writes that the Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim is Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh, and he ascribes to them the Pasuk, Al Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha, that's only the Harav's Beis Din HaGadol Shebaal Lishkas HaGazis, but the Harav, the Beis Din HaGadol Shebaal Yavneh, since somebody who argues with them is not chayv mitar zakin mamre, like it says in the Sefri and Parsha Shoftim, ve'asisa al pi adavar sheyagidu lecha men ha'makom ahu, and we darish him from there al haroz based in agodol shebi yishalayim chayav v'misa, ve'en chayv v'misa haroz based in shebi yavne. So in other words, if the zakin mamre argues with the psak of the Beisdin in the Yavne, he's not chayv misa, only the Beisdin in Yerushalayim. So it would appear, and so the Rambam paskens also, in the third parak of Hilchos Mamrim. So that would mean that just like there's no Zakin Mamre, it seems also there's no Mrs. Essay of Al Pi HaTorah Sheyarucha and the Lav of Lo Sasser, because the Rambam here says it's only in based in HaGadol Shebi Rishalayim. So we're only here on the word in the Rambam Shebi Rishalayim, that only if we, just like there's no Zakin Mamre if you argue in the Beis Din outside of Yerushalayim, so too there is also no lav and essay not to listen to the Beis Din in Yavne if it's outside of Yerushalayim. And so writes Bidas HaRambam in the Sefer Marganis HaTaval, Sefer Mitzvah Rambam, Sharash Rishanos Hei, that the Rambam writes, that there's an essay in a lesse derais and also Yagim Zeres Takanas Shasul Chachamim. Those are the Zeres and Takanas of the Beis Din HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. But what was the goyzer of the Beis Din HaGadol of Yavne and Usha In none of their takanas is there an essay of apiyatar shiarucha, and not the lav of leisoser min hadover asher gizel chaymin usmol. It's just an asmachta. So says the Marganitza Tova on the Sefer Mitzvah the Rambam Sheresh Rishon Os Hei. However, in the Hakdama to the Sefer Hayad in the Minyan Hamitzvah Mitzvah Sekuf Ein Dalad, the Rambam writes Lishmoya Mikol Beis Din Hagadol Shiamdu Lam Liyisrael Shneimer Vala Mishpat. So it's mashma that on any Beis Din Hagadol Shiamdu Lam Liyisrael there's a Mitzvah Esei Avaya Pe'al Torah She'arucha and a lav of Lo'esasur, not only the Beis Din Hagadol Shebelishkas Hagozis in the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Vav. He's tamei on this. In the pasuk it says Al Basis Al Pi Al Davar She'agidu L'cham In Amakom Hor She'er Yivchar. And if so, that would set only on the Hoiras based in Hagadol Shebelishkas Hagazis Men Amakom Ahu, like it says in Sanhedrin Pei Vav Amid Beis. Elu Veilu Bo in the Beis in Hagadol Shebelishkas Hagazis Shemeni Yatzis Torah L'chol Yisrael Shemen Amakom Ahu Asher Yivchar. So it's that place. So from Vayinavayis to Rambam, where did the Rambam get it? That in every Beis Din Hagadol Shiyamdu Lehem LiYisrael, you're over on the Asei Avayi B'Hatara Shiyarucha, and on the Lav of Lo Sasur. It seems only from the Beis Din Hagadol Shiyushalayim, that's the Mashmos of the Pasuk. So it would appear that the Makor of the Rambam, that it's every Beis Din, the Minyan HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam says Lishmo Mikol Beis Din, is that it says in the Sefri and Parsha Shoftim Ubasa, Le Rabbos Beis Din Shebi Yavne, Rabbeinu Hillel's Mefarish there, that if they paskin, the Beis Din Shebi Yavne paskins, a person has to follow their Horah, and Kedivre Rabbeinu Hillel's Mefarish in the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, Perak Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, Ubasa Le Rabbos Beis Din Shebi Yavne, Omrev Zira Lishaela. In other words, like Rabbeinu Hillel says, that even though a person is not chayiv misa, mitaris zokin mamre amaros beis din shebi yavne, like it says in the Sifri that we mentioned, but on haros beis din hagod, that on haros beis din hagod shebi yishalayim yichayiv misa, and not on haros beis din shebi yavne. Nevertheless, when there's a suffix or a machlokas bedin, there's a mitzvah l'sheil l'lishol to ask the beis din shebi yavne. So it's mavur that the Parish of Beis Din Hagadol of Kiyapolim im Chodover al Piyatar Shiyarucha Losos Menagavish Kiyilucha Aminu Small was also said about the Hurrah of the Beis Din Hagadol Shebi Yavne, and that we learn in the Sefri from the Pasuk of Basel the Rabbos Beis Din Shebi Yavne. In other words, the Parsha of Beis Din Hagadol was also said in the Beis Din Hagadol Shebi Yavne, and therefore the Rambam writes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs L'shmo Mikol Beis Din Hagadol Shiyamdol Yisrael, not only the Beis Din Hagadol Shebelishkas Hagozis, but also the Beis Din Shebi Yavne. Ubasa the Rabbos Beis Din Shebi Yavne. Now the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Tzadi Hei writes L'shmo Ebukol Beis Din Hagadol V'lasas Kol Mashi Yitzabu Osana B'darchei HaTorah V'al Zenema Resis Al Pei HaDover Shiyagidu Lecha Al Pei HaTorah Shiyarucha. Included in this mitzvah also is to listen and to do B'chol Zman V'zman, whenever the Shofet tells you to do something, to follow him. In other words, a Chacham HaGadol Asher Yiyah Beinenu Asher Yeh Beinenu Bizmanenu, the great Chacham of that time, like Chazal Darshan, Vela Shofet Asher Yeh Bayamim Mahem Yiftach Bedoroi Kishmuel Bedoroi Kaloimar Shemitzvah Leinu Lishmuel Bekol Yiftach Bedoroi Kamal Lishmuel Bedoroi Bova Zeveino Shomel Atzis Hagadol Shebedor. If a person doesn't listen to Gedolei Ador B'Chacham HaSatorah, he's Mevatel this essay. So we have a big chiddush from the Sefer HaChinuch that this mitzvah of Piyatora Asher Yorucha wasn't only said about the Beis Din of Shivim Ve'echad, who have a Torah based in Hagadol. It was also said about the Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor V'Dor, that if somebody doesn't listen to the Atzis HaGadolim Shebedoro B'Chochmas HaTorah, so he's mevatel this mitzvah's essay. So here's the makar, what we call today Das Torah, listen to the Gedolim. Here you have a Sefer HaChinuch who says that you have to listen to the Gedolim of each door. So we have to understand this parsha was said about the Sanhedrin Gedol of Shivim Ve'echad. So where does the Chinuch get it from that al haros chachmei haTorah shebechol door they have a Torah is based in Hagadol, and if somebody's over on their Horah, he's mevatel this essay? Not that it says in the Sefri Ubasa the Rabbis Beis Din Shebi Yavne, that's a Beis Din of 71. That's the Rambam writes in his Akdama to the Yad, that in the Beis Din of 71, the Rambam writes in his Akdama to the Sefer Yad HaChazaka that the Beis Din Hagadol Shivim Ve'echad was batel a few years before Chibur HaGemara. And therefore, since the Bezin should be Yavne, the Torah's Bezin Hagadol, if somebody's over on the row of Torah's Bezin should be Yavne, he's Mevatel this essay. But where do you get it from, Sefer HaChinuch, that Rabbeinu, no Reb, Rabbeinu, Sefer HaChinuch, that Behoros Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dor, who don't have a Torah's Bezin Hagadol, how do we know that somebody's Mevatel this mitzvah of Kechol Asher Yoru? So it would appear B'das HaChinuch as follows, that the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, Esei Kufnun Gimel, that Kiddush HaChodesh is Bebezin HaGadol, V'shloshet Dayanu Bebezin HaGadol, Hei Mekachem Es HaChodesh. The Ramban is Masig on the Rambam, and he writes, V'hatema Min HaRav, Ki U'omer Shemitzvah Zos Lo Yasu Osa Lo'olam Elo Bebezin HaGadol, U'lefikach Botla Arai Yatzleinu Beheder Bebezin, Arai Yatzleinu Beheder Bebezin HaGadol. He says this mitzvah is only bebeizdin hagadol, and therefore we don't have re'iya because we don't have a bebeizdin hagadol. V'nei davar baruhu v'yaduahu shebeizdin hagadol batal meretz Yisrael ba'afilu kodem achurban. Shelo ha'elam din bebeizdin hagadol, k'mo shomer perakamad avay dezara. Says the Ramban, there's no Bezin HaGadol already 40 years before the Churban because they left their makom, they left their special makom of Yerushalayim, the makom Gorim. V'im kein lo yichol nekadish al pi ha'ri'iyah mizman arba'im shana kodem ha'churban. And therefore, 40 years before, there's no Bezin HaGadol, they left. They don't have a makom Gorim, they're not in Yerushalayim anymore. So therefore, there's no more din of being mekadish al pi ha'ri'iyah. And frek the Ramban viadu mikame mekomus begemara shiyu osin kach ad zman karv l'stimus haTalmud. But we know that until close to when they closed the canon of the Gemara, they closed the writing of the Gemara, they were still mekadish al pi ha'ri'iyah. So how can the Rambam say that you need a Beis Din HaGadol in order to be mekadish the Chodesh? We see that even long after the status of the Beis Din HaGadol was lost, they were still mekadish the Chodesh. Kasha the Ramban on the Rambam. So we see mavur that the Rambam and the Ramban are mechuluk, and that there are makom gorim b'dinei nefashis. That the Rambam holds that it's a din mesuyim and dinei nefashis. When the Gemara says makom gorim is b'dinei nefashis. That dinei nefashis you can only be done b'zman shebezdin hagadol yoshev b'lishkas hagazis. But other aspects of the bezdin hagadol have a Torah's bezdin hagadol even when they left the lishkas hagazis, and therefore they were mekadish the chodesh even after they were golem. However, the Ramban argues, and he says, when it says in the Gemara that Amakom Goyrim Legabe Dini Nefashis, that's a Tanai B'chalois based in Hagadol. You only have a Din based in Hagadol if you're in the place that Amakom Goyrim, like he says, Mefurish, Demei Oitzah Shah Shiyatsu Melishkas Hagazis, but Lukola Dinim Atluyim Bebezed in Hagadol. And therefore, it's Masig on the Rambam that if Kiddush HaChodesh you require based in Hagadol, how are they Mekadish L'Chodesh after they were Golem Melishkas Hagazis? So you see, Ramachlok, the Rambam holds that when it says Hamakom Gorim, it's a din mesuyam and din einafashis, but otherwise they still have a based in Hagadol, even if they're not in the Makom. And the Ramban holds no, that you only have a din of based in Hagadol when you're in the Lishkas Hagazis Hamakom Gorim. After that, you don't have Torah's based in Hagadol anymore. But Lechoyer, we can be Tamei on the Ramban, that it says in the Sefri, Ubasa L'Rabbas Bezin Shebiyavne. So it's Mefur that Bezin Shebiyavne had a Torah's based in Hagadol, and about them we have the parish of Bezin Hagadol of Kiyapoli Mechadover, and it's coming to be Marbe Bezin Shebiyavne. And that's not like the Ramban, that at that time when they left the Lishkas Hagazis, they lost all the din, and we nullified, canceled all the dinim atzliim bebeis in Hagadol. So what's the Ramban going to say to answer our kasha? So Rav Zhulti, the author of the Mishnah Siyavitz, upon whom we're basing this year, was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He was a Gadol B'Torah, the Rav of Yerushalayim. He died about 30 plus years ago, and the Ramban was also a Rav in Yerushalayim. I used to daven daily in the Ramban Shul in Yerushalayim. So we have two akasha from one Rav of Yerushalayim and another one 800 years previous. So therefore, we have to answer the Ramban as follows. Says Rav Zhulti that the Ramban l'chayra holds like the chinuch in mitzvah tav tzadihe that we quoted, that included in the mitzvah b'yatar asher yerucha l'shemua v'lasas b'chol zman v'zman k'mitzvah zachochem agadol asher yeh b'inenu v'over al zeh v'einu shomeh l'atzis ha'gadolim shebedoro b'chochem esatara k'chol asher yoru mevatel mitzvah matel esesu. So the chinuch holds that you have to listen to the gedolim of every generation, And the Ramban apparently will agree with him. And therefore we can say that it says in the Sefer Yehuda, the Rabbis based in Shebi Yavneh, not because they have a Torah based in Hagadol, because no, when they left the Lishkas HaGazis, they lost all of their dinim that are totally based in Hagadol, like the Ramban says. Rather, since they were Gedolei Hador B'Chochmas HaTorah, there's a mitzvah to ask them questions and to follow their Horah. So the teretz is that what's the Ramban going to do with this Sifri about Vasa that you have to ask questions of the Beis and Agadol Shebi Yavneh? They don't have a din of Beis and Agadol B'Seder. They don't have a din of Beis and Agadol, but they still have a din of Chacham and Chachmei Hador, like we have in our generation, all the generations. So you have to ask them your Shailas. So no, they don't have a din of Beis and Agadol, but they have a din of Gedolim Shebador. So we can pair up the Ramban and the Chinuch and answer the Kash in the Ramban. What's the Ramban going to do with Ubas to the Rabbis based in Shebi Yavneh? He'll say, like the Chinuch, that you have to ask them not Mitoris based in Hagadol, but Mitoris Gedolim Shebador. And according to this, it emerges that we learned in the Brais Ubas to the Rabbis based in Shebi Yavneh, that's the Makor for the Chinuch, that this mitzvah of Al Pi HaTorah Asher Yorucha wasn't said only on the based in of Shivim Ve'echad, who have a Torah based in Hagadol, but rather, this was said on the Chachmei Torah in every generation, even though they don't have a Torah based in Hagadol, since he holds like the Ramban, that Hamakom Goreim, that being in the Lishkas Hagazis, being in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, that is a Tanai B'chalois Din of based in Hagadol. And from that time that they left the Lishkas Hagazis, they lost all the, they canceled all the dinim that are totally based in Hagadol. And therefore, that it says in the Sifri Ubas, the Rabbis based in Shebi Yavneh, it's not because the based in Shebi Yavneh is Torah based in Hagadol. No, but because they're the Gedolim Shebador B'chachmas HaTorah. And therefore it's Muchach that anybody who doesn't listen to the Atzis HaGedolim Shebador B'chachmas HaTorah is Mevatel this essay, even though they're not included in based in Hagadol. So we learn here a big Yisodah Stika Machlokes Rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds that you can have a Torah based in Hagadol even after you leave Yerushalayim. Hamakom Goreim is a din mesuyim in dinei nefashos, but you still have Torah based in Hagadol even when you leave. And the Ramban holds no, that once you leave Makom Goreim, you don't have Torah based in Hagadol. So what's the vort? What's the idea behind asking Beis and Shebi Yavneh? And the teretz is you're asking Beis and Shebi Yavneh mitaras chachmei chachmei Torah, like in every generation, and that stems beautifully with the Sefer Achinuch. That the Sefer Achinuch says that's what you have to do. You have to ask the Gedolim of every generation your shailas, and that would include, of course, the Beis and Hagadol Beis and Shebi Yavneh, even though they don't have a Torah based in Hagadol. So that is the first stage of our first segment of our shir. I'm hoping it's such a chashuv topic, one of my favorite topics. I hope Hashem gives us the koach and the moch to continue, and we should do so. B'simcha v'tuv leiv, v'mei rov kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.